When was the last time you went into one of these libraries that may well have to close? The council have unveiled a list of which ones are going to be saved. I wonder if your library's on it. Out of the 28 that we've got, 16 may have to shut. That will save £1.6 million a year, which would suggest that on average it costs 100 grand a year to run a library. Our political reporter James Vincent is here. James, good morning.
Morning, Toby.
What's going off?
Well, nearly 2 million books were lent out in Sheffield last year. That number is down on the previous year. But the council is now effectively telling 16 communities that it's every man for himself. If you want to run a library, you better do it, because if you don't, no one else will. There's a full list of those libraries on our website, by the way. People will be keen to know what's happening in their area. Just search Radio Sheffield News. We've got 28 libraries in Sheffield. 12 will be kept open. 5 will be run, hopefully with help from the community and some support from the council. That will only last 2 years, and there's no guarantee that they'll stay open. The remaining 11 will be simply cut adrift. If nobody comes forward to run them on their own, then that's that. Closed book on those libraries. Walkley is bottom of that list, and people there aren't happy.
I'm gutted, absolutely gutted, because it's such a fantastic place to come. It's got so many good resources and so many good groups, and it just will be lost without it. We don't have the skills that the professional library staff have, and that's what we're losing.
I think it's pretty shocking, actually, because a lot of people use it locally. There's lots of really good children's groups here. It gives a sense of community, because it's somewhere where people can congregate on a rainy day. You can pop in, it's something to do that doesn't cost anything.
I'd be very upset. I've only just moved in about a month ago, so I've just got my library card. I'm using it for the internet to try and find a job, and as well as borrowing books and things.
Now, the council say this is going to save £1.6 million. I'm guessing they say they've no other choice.
Yeah, of course, that's been their answer for the last 3 years or so. Well-rehearsed statements about government cuts. There are those, of course, that think the council should spend what they do have better. The council, for their part, say this is the best way to run a decent library service. And they say that these are just proposals at the moment. They want people to have their say, and that'll be a final decision next year. I went to have a chat to Councillor Mazhar Iqbal. He's the councillor in charge, and he was trying to stay positive about how many libraries will stay open.
And we will continue to work hard for the next 3 months to try and keep as many libraries open as possible. I can't promise to keep everyone open, but we will work tirelessly over the next 3 months to engage and hear from people in Sheffield.
So there'll be 12 main libraries. You'll help fund another 5, but there's going to be around sort of 10 areas of Sheffield where it's going to be every man for himself, pretty much.
The assessment that we've carried out, we've looked at other authorities such as Brent and Wirral. It's been a painstaking exercise to identify the 11 libraries. We've looked at demographics, for example, where older people, younger people, BME, people with disabilities, and we've looked at deprivation. And 63% of Sheffielders won't notice a difference. But as I've said, the aim is to work very hard over the next 3 months, engage with communities out there. There are people out there that can work with was to keep their library service open in their community.
Well, who are they, James? Who's coming forward?
Yeah, it's been a long-running story, this. We've tried repeatedly to find out who'd expressed an interest in running the city's library, and we were told we weren't allowed to find out. They finally told us yesterday. Around 30 companies and organisations and voluntary groups. We've got that list. So it goes from community groups wanting to run individual libraries to some suggestions of a private company who want to take on all the city's libraries. I must stress that these are only expressions of interest. There's no guarantee. We've got a list in front of us.
My favourite one is the top one.
Well, yeah, the Forum Cafe Bars Limited. Obviously, they run a few bars in the city centre and outside. They're looking at Hillsborough, Walkley, Woodseats and Ecclesall to become a bar and a restaurant, including a library. Now, you know, these aren't on, you know, these aren't definitely going to happen, but they're possible ideas to keep a library open.
What an amazing thing. Private enterprise looking to develop a library into a wine bar and restaurant, incorporating space for a library, which will be run by the council.
Well, there you go. The other one is John Lang, a limited company, take over all of Sheffield City's libraries and taking over all 28 of them. So there is potential for the majority of these libraries to stay open. But if people don't come forward, that's the problem. And I spoke to Andrew Milroy from Sheffield Libraries yesterday, and he set it out in fairly stark terms.
If we don't get people coming forward to help us run our libraries, then that will be an inevitability. We are confident that the City of Sheffield, people of the City of Sheffield, will respond.